Imagine a world where AI isn't just a tool for the powerful, but a resource for everyone, fueling innovation, equity, and collaboration. The risks that we've discussed, bias, misinformation, lack of transparency, they don't have to define AI's future, and they're a lot more impactful than they may sound. Today, we explore how democratizing AI can transform these challenges into opportunities. What does it mean to create equitable access to AI, and how do we ensure that this vision becomes our reality? Democratizing AI means making it accessible to all, not just large corporations and governments. This is about creating tools that empower communities, amplify diverse voices, and solve problems collaboratively. For example, open source projects like Hugging Face and Mozilla's Common Voice provide resources for developers and researchers worldwide. They demonstrate how decentralized efforts can create powerful AI tools while inviting global participation. Representation matters too. AI shaped by diverse voices is more likely to reflect humanity's best qualities. This isn't just about fairness, it's about innovation. Different perspectives drive creativity and uncover solutions that homogeneous teams might miss. This is something I'm always talking about in the life of capitalism. I have a cat attacking my feet, which is very cute. So to realize this vision, we need robust infrastructure. Public funding for AI research, government-supported initiatives can reduce reliance on corporate funding, fostering independence and accountability. Public funding ensures that AI benefits society as a whole and not just shareholders. Accessible AI education. Early integration of AI literacy in schools is essential. Imagine students learning not just to use AI, but to understand it and create it. Programs like these build a foundation for equitable participation. Sorry, I have a cat attacking my feet. Citizen, oh, this is a great part. Citizen-owned platforms. Imagine a platform where communities contribute to AI innovation and governance. I have a vision where we actually take our country back for real, where we utilize technology. We seize it and we remake it in our own image. I don't mean we privatize it. I mean we take the idea and we make it in our own image for our own uses, and we maintain it ourselves. We maintain the platform ourselves as a people. And what do we use this platform for? We use this platform for a true one person, one vote, for truly crowd governance. What if every one of us, every U.S. citizen, could really have a say in running the government, that we would really vote, we would really understand these policies, understand these proposals, and direct the money that we're putting up, I mean, we are paying for it, direct the money that we pay in taxes to the most important issues. It's pretty awesome. Imagine this platform. Communities contribute to AI innovation and governance, as I said. These platforms could allow users to co-create solutions. AI would serve collective needs rather than private interests. So democratizing AI is not without challenges. Data accessibility. AI projects require vast data sets, which are often problematic, controlled by corporations and or governments. A solution? Public data repositories that protect privacy while enabling innovation. Computational resources. Training AI requires significant processing power. Subsidized access to high-performance computing would level the playing field. Regulatory hurdles. Clear, fair regulations are needed to prevent monopolies and to ensure equitable access. International corporations can harmonize these efforts. And that's critical, because then we can avoid fragmented policies that cause confusion and allow for abuse. So, the future of AI doesn't have to be dominated by fear and inequality. It's not necessarily a future for the 1%. If we don't want it to be, we have the blueprint. We have the roadmap. We have whatever you want to call it. We have proven methodology, and we have new technology, and they go well together. So, by democratizing AI, we unlock its potential to empower humanity, fostering collaboration, equity, and progress. Next time, we'll dive into dystopian scenarios that highlight what's at stake, and we'll explore innovative solutions that are inspired by these challenges. Join me as we continue navigating the complexities of AI ethics and uncover the path to aligning technology with humanity's highest ideals. As always, embrace the extraordinary.